time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. When is enough enough? The closer we get to the November election, the more the politicians are posturing to find more ways to pick the pockets of taxpayers. In a community where significant dollars are made off book and outside the legal payroll processes, the recurring theme is the need to increase tax rates, pass more bond measures, and hit up folks who live inside the law. I remember a few years back when Eureka enacted a temporary increased sales tax for public safety. Well, that tax is set to expire, and the political class is advocating that the tax be extended to maintain municipal coffers. Add to this city taxing malignancy, a county proposal to add an additional sales tax to support public safety throughout the county. In addition, some school districts are advocating for bond initiatives attached to property taxes to, quote, ensure every neighborhood school receives its fair share of funding, unquote. The dollar burden for all of these increased living costs falls directly on the backs of businesses and property owners. The cherry on top of this taxing Sunday is the initiative supporting a community set minimum wage. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been polled by numerous research organizations seeking information about all of these proposals. The polls also asked about endorsing potential political candidates for the November ballot who support one or more of the tax funding of local government. In one of the polls, I was even asked if I could support a candidate who has never owned property, never operated or owned a business, and never supervised more than a camping trip to Ruth Lake. When is enough enough? I'm sure I'm not alone when I voiced my disgust at this never-ending more tax theme to a political circus. As I drive the streets of Eureka, I can't miss the endless stream of panhandlers and street people. As I entered a store in the Bayshore Mall last week, a vagrant laying on a bench in front of one of the stores asked me for a $5 bill. When I said no, he responded with a string of profanity worth a bar fight at a biker bar. More and more, I'm beginning to refuse to patronize those establishments where I can't get in the door without running the gauntlet of street people. My choice, my decision. I don't have to put up with the cardboard signs, appeal for spare change, and personal insults. When is enough enough? Enough is enough when a person exercises the right of free choice and attacks this insanity head on. The first step to stop this political piling on is to use the word no. Use it frequently and often when someone tries to make you feel guilty because of some social injustice that can only be cured by more money from your pocket. My family has always supported the person who works the odd jobs or offers to do something to get money back. When is enough enough? Answer the question for yourself. Don't let the politician sucker you into not using the word no in the ballot box. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.